Yo, back again, listeners. You can find us every Monday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Do your job, love. I do my job, love. Do your job.
Imagine this one, you know, blood. Back again. Hey, we got my striker in it, yeah? We got Lekker as well, blood. Don't know.
I'm on my who? I'm on my what? I'm on my who? I'm on my what?
What's going on, people? Troops TV. Back again. Episode 74 of Back Again with Troops. Presented by Heineken. You understand? Now, you lot already know, if you want that A yeast in your life, then there's only one beer that's going to provide you that blood. Heineken. You get me? We got that crisp, balanced taste. You know what I'm saying? Zazu blending into the bottle to Bamba Clot. You understand? I could say something so reckless right now, but I'm not.
not during the Heineken read, bro.
I'm not. I'm going to save it. You get me?
You need to behave, mate.
But you already know, if you want to get your Heineken, which I suggest you do, you can get one from your local retailer or you can get it delivered straight to the crib. But please make sure you're 21 and over before you purchase and also drink responsibly, blood. You see it. Shout out my brother Zar.
How we doing, bro?
My brother Goon.
Come on.
Jets on the buttons. Josh in the corner. He's not like, we ain't sent him in the corner, innit? Like, he's not literally sitting in the corner as well, blood. Like, he's in a nice position. Pause. You get me? But the man in my back again in the building, blood. Episode 74, fam. Zar looking like a black leprechaun.
like a black leprechaun. it's funny you say that. That's how I used to make money in college. Money.
Swear down.
St. Paddy's Day. Yep.
Swear down.
St. Paddy's Day, Tampa, Yard of Vale. I believe it was 2012 or 2013. You probably would have seen me jumping around on tables as.
That's to make you wear the hat in that. Did they give you the pot
the whole,
of gold?
The whole suit. I had the little suit. Yeah, I had a little bucket that I was running around with and all that. But yeah, no, gone are the days.
Gone are them days. Yeah, mad thing. What are you telling me, Goon? Composure.
Composed, fam.
Composure. You have to keep the composure, blood.
Hey, big facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Trust me.
What are you telling me?
Hey, listen, I'm just dying for some football news, bro. I've been looking and just searching for some kind of transfer news.
Well, bro. The big news is that preseason's cancelled.
Oh.
Well, not like the whole preseason, but the Florida trip is cancelled.
Done.
Ornstein tweeted. I'm going to get the tweet up for you lot. 1 minute, I've got to move the mic. There you go. Ornstein tweeted. Here we go. Arsenal preseason tour to USA cancelled because of COVID-19 cases in AFC camp. Small number of positives in travelling party, all asymptomatic. Club working through alternative plans as virus wreaks more havoc ahead of new Premier League season. Now, whoever's got COVID, hope they're all right. You get me? But it's a bit weird how these men have caught it in a bubble. That's the only thing I would say, innit? You get me? Like, I'm out and about. Pause. You get me? Doing my thing. And I ain't got it, bro. I was in the flipping Wembley Stadium crowd surfing, blood. Do you understand? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's a bit suspect. You get me? Very disappointing for the American Gooners, who would have had the honour and privilege to witness Arsenal playing, even though we're in a shit predicament. it's still Arsenal at the end of the day. You get me? So it's sad for people like Zaha,
yeah,
who have never seen the current team play. He hasn't seen Arsenal since 2002
when I was in England having my procedure done to my leg.
You get me? Them Highbury days, the good days. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Other fans that have never seen the club play. Zaha planned to take his cousin.
My nephew.
Nephew. It was his seventh birthday
on Saturday. Yep.
And obviously Sunday was going to be the present, but you get me? It's just the time we're living in. I think that this is going to be a recurrence.
So
I think this is going to be happening more and more often, blood, where games are cancelled because of the Rona. Mm-hmm. You get me? Because, you understand? They're talking about it's slowing down, but it's not, blood.
Yeah.
You get me? And it's just the time we're in now. You understand? It's a mad thing, bro. These men need to refund everyone. Hey. Let me get that out there from now.
Yeah,
refund for everyone, bro. Big man thing. How I don't understand how you're catching Rona in a bubble. You man are supposed to be in a bubble. It's preseason. How has Corona come into the bubble? So whoever stepped out, you get me, has brought it back into the bubble.
Is it the guy? You think it's the guy? He's coming back from holiday, rejoining with the squad.
It could be, bro. You get me? Like, you get me? Obviously Ben White ain't signed yet, but we see Ben White doing up Gyalis. You get me? Trying to do his thing with the female, with a lovely female.
That blonde thing with the
little bum thing, blood. He was doing his thing.
Why?
Yeah, me. She had on the little string vest outfit. Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, Zimmy.
Big fan of that outfit.
Yeah, man. No, I gotta lie. Yeah, Zimmy. But me, I fan with it. Pardon my wife. Let me get that in before them try come and send video to my woman and I go back to England and the locks have changed the blood clot. You get me? And the visa process has been taken out. Like, yo, we're getting filmed now by the gallem. Big up your damn self, you understand? I was brought into
because we got high.
Shout out Rhea.
Rhea.
Shout out Brianna Chicken Fry and shout out Kelly Keeks.
Yep.
They brought man on the show today. They were doing drip check. Obviously swag check. You get me? That's why I think a lot of people have come in today. I think they knew it was drip check because there's certain man walking around dressed appropriately today. And normally these niggas are not dressed appropriately, blood. These niggas are looking like they got dressed in the fucking dark or something, blood. You get me? You know me, Zaha. Whenever I come in, I dress appropriate. I might not come in with like my D squareds and my Balmain, but I'll come in like, you get me? My little matching with my white forces. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Come in smelling good. You get me? The Da Vinci gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Got that from fucking JFK. You know what I'm saying? Duty free. You get me? Duty free business. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got a two thumbs up for the drip. You get me? Which mean the drip is 10 out of 10. I give Rhea a 10 out of 10 for her drip as well. And I got a extra thumb up.
Nice.
For smelling good.
There you go.
They said I smell good and I need to spread the goodness around the office, because I'm not gonna lie, there's been peer times where I've gone to do a live stream and I've walked into the gambling cave and I thought it smelled like a fucking blood. I don't even know, blood. Like, it smelled like caveman had been in this building, blood. You understand? It smelled like a man bathed in the Hudson River.
Come like the changing rooms in Sunday League.
It weren't even that, blood. You get me? It come like them tramps you see on 123rd.
Allow it.
You get me? It come like that, blood, on a sunny day when you smell them and they're just shit and piss and
up the place like that.
You see me? Only pa fuckery I go on. Yeah, blood, because enough time I come here, man, I'm frowsy, blood. You get me? And I always tell these man, yo, I smell good, blood. You get me? I always get complimented on my smell, blood. You get me? On my hygiene. You know what I'm saying? I think that's from my upbringing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it would have been nice to get a little warning. I would have thrown on the dashiki and got them to rate that.
Yeah.
Got them. See the wedding drip? The wedding number ones?
Yeah. Zaha was looking drippy at Marina's wedding. Congratulations to Marina as well. She's currently on her honeymoon. Second wedding, wasn't it?
Yep. That's the second celebration.
Yeah. Second celebration. Congratulations to her and her partner. Hope they had a good time. Where was it? In Boston?
It was in Connecticut. Middletown, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
nice little celebration. I see the photos and that. Zaha doing up, coming to America. You get me?
Bro, you got to keep it tight, man.
Nah, I respect it, bro. You get me? But I'm just giving the terminology of how you look, blood. Yeah. Nigga look like Hakeem coming off the plane.
You tell me to dress nice, that's how I always look like, motherfucking. That's true. Hakeem coming off
he'll
the
come,
plane.
He'll come. If you told man to pull up at a party, yeah, I'm coming dressed as a Harlem nigga. He coming dressed as Hakeem, blood.
Hakeem.
You know what I'm saying?
King of Zamunda.
I'm telling you, blood. You get me? He might even bring out the lion fucking.
Oh, the
you know what it's yeah, blood. He's got the head on the back, blood. You know what I'm saying?
How's your father?
I lie. How is your father? You know what I'm saying? But another bit of news that came out. Everton have suspended a unknown player pending a police investigation. Now, we've seen the rumours on Twitter. We've seen who is rumoured with it. Me personally, I'm not going to comment on the situation because it's a very touchy situation. I'm not even trying to imply anything by saying that word. But you get me. It's
a techie one.
Yeah, it's a techie one still. You get me. And until we have all the information, we can't fire. You get me. So you understand. We had to put it out there because it is out there, blood. You get me. And I will say with what has been alleged, the alleged rumors that I've seen, it's disgusting. And I'll just leave it at that, blood. And until everything has been dealt with, I got nothing further to say on the situation, blood.
Yeah, no, it's based, as you said, based off the rumors. It's some nasty shit that's been alleged, and just like you, Troops, I ain't touching this one.
It's a situation. You just gotta let justice run its course, mm-hmm. innit, before we say anything.
Exactly, mm-hmm. because for those involved, it's a very techie situation. You don't wanna upset anyone. You get me involved in. God forbid anything was to happen. You get me? So until things happen, go on.
Do you think that played a part in the cancellation of the tournament? Mm-mm. Let's get some wicked conspiracy theories going on here.
Nah, because there's been many occasions where shit's gone down, and you get me? The media would just tell, the club representatives will tell the media that, okay, cool, media day, no questions on this topic. And shit would just continue as it is. But as you saw, Everton weren't the team that pulled out. It was Arsenal.
It was the intro.
You get me? So they wouldn't even be asking the Arsenal players. It would be the Everton players, the Everton manager, Rafa Benitez. He would be one under pressure. Arsenal, there would be nothing to do with us, blood. Inter Milan, the other team involved as well, there would be nothing to do with them, blood. But until that's been sorted out, I'm not really talking on it, blood. Transfer news. Before transfer news, did you see the Rangers game?
The Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal Rangers. Yep. Did you see that?
Yep. Watch that.
Yeah. Great defending, isn't it? It's fantastic. You know what I mean?
We're not ready. Nah, we are not. We're and I know people.
You worry about Aubameyang?
Yeah.
I'm not.
A little bit.
I ain't worried about none.
Preseason.
You see the
thing. Exactly.
No.
What I would be worried is if chances weren't dropping to him. The chances are dropping, blood. I would rather him miss now and then clean up through the season, blood. Do you understand? I hear what man are saying, where preseason is where you pick up your form. That is what preseason's for. Fitness and to build form. I'd rather him, obviously, if you said form or fitness, I'd rather him have fitness right now. Because going into the season, I want to fit Aubameyang. You get me? I don't want a leggy Aubameyang. Last season Aubameyang. I want the previous season Aubameyang this year. Hungry. You get me? Ready to go for man's next blood. You understand? And because I see him, he's there when the chances are falling to him, when they're being created, I'm not worried right now. Because I know he's the type of player as well where he's got that ability in him that when he licks off one,
he starts
going. You know what's happening, blood.
So I wouldn't be worried. What's worrying me, why I say I'm worried, is because of the season that he's had, that he had last season.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that mentally the pressure, because people have already started talking. I have a feeling that the last thing that we need right now for a guy that didn't have a good season last season, he already is under pressure. He knows it. The last thing that he needs right now is being put under more pressure. So that's
but doesn't he deserve
worry.
A bit of respect, should we say, what he's done for the club? I mean, he had a bad season last year, but he still got double figures.
No, I get that. You understand? I get that.
There's certain men out there that are going under the radar who have been absolute dog shit.
I get that.
You understand?
That's true.
And I think respect needs to be put on Abba's name.
You also got to say class is permanent as well.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hear me. Everyone knows that saying. Form is temporary. Class is permanent, blood.
Yeah, no, I get understand? I completely understand.
Last year was his worst season in over 10 years of football at the highest level, blood. How can we really doubt him?
I'm not doubting it.
Well, okay, so you're worried.
I'm worried.
Yeah, but it's worry. But it's worry hasn't what's that saying? Hasn't it cast doubt on you? That means you're worried, innit? You being worried because you have doubts.
Yeah, but I'm not doubting the player. I'm not doubting what he does or his ability. So you're no, you're saying that.
What I'm putting it on you, blood.
What I said is I'm worried. And for example, just to answer your case, there's players different players have different standards that they have to adhere by. Aubameyang is the guy. Mm. So Aubameyang's standard, as compared to Mohamed Elneny's standard, those are completely different things. Aubameyang scoring 20 goals because he's a 30 goal a season striker. That's a shitty season. Any other striker, you would take that. So there's
but can't you have
pressure.
One season where you drop off a bit of form? Like, you have to look at what was happening to him as well. He got malaria that season. He got malaria that year. His mum was ill. You understand? He had the contract situation. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of shit going on.
No, he did. I completely understand that. I did not stick it to him hard that season. What I'm saying is it's now time to kick on because you've had that one. Agree, yeah.
But it's only been
season.
Two games.
You are our big tally.
It's also only been two games.
But I'm not. So as I said, I'm not too. I'm just a little bit worried. It's nothing to be crazy over. It's the season ain't over. It ain't dead or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's missing sitter after sitter after sitter. Just slightly worried. That's it. That's about it.
Keep faith with Aubameyang, man.
No, I mean, am I with him? Absolutely. 10,000%. Is he my striker? Is he my talisman going on to this season? Is he the striker that I want going into this season? Yes, 10,000%. But just calling it as is what happened last season, the guy's a 30. And that's big up to him. He set that standard where he is a 30-goal-a-season striker. And if he doesn't do that, people start saying crazy shit like this, like, I am worried about him. Because he's a guy. He's a goal-scoring machine. He's not Eddie Nketiah. Eddie Nketiah scores 5 goals. I'm celebrating. Mm.
You still need a good start to the season, though. So I do kind of agree with Zaha that you kind of want him to sort of kick on because he is one of the more senior players in your squad.
You better worry about your strike force.
No. Listen, no. I'm saying from the perspective that obviously you've got a very young core in your squad. So you want the sort of the eldest to set the example. Yeah. But I'm not saying Aubameyang can't do that.
I don't think the time right now is to panic, blood. I don't think there's time to panic right now. You understand? Now is not the time to panic, blood. You get me? Like, 2 games into preseason, blood. If he scores a hat-trick opening game of the season, no one ain't saying that.
It's working. That's a William to assist first game.
But Aubameyang's a different thing. You know, if he lick off a hat-trick first game of the season, he's going to be on smoke, blood. Because the confidence it will bring him is, you understand?
You meant on his end. Okay, not the fans' perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Albert Sambi Lokonga has finally joined the club.
Yep.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome.
My brother. Big prospect. Got the co-sign from Thierry Henry. You get me? 21 years old. He has signed a 4-year deal, I think it is.
Yeah.
Rumors of a 4-year deal. 21. Broke into the Anderlecht team 2 seasons back. Last year is where he really stamped his authority. Given the armband. This is Vincent Kompany as well, blood. It's giving him the armband, blood. You understand? We're talking about one of the greatest captains in the history of the Premier League, blood. You understand? And he's seen something in this kid, blood. You got Thierry Henry co-signing him, blood. You understand?
Kompany.
This is the kind of signing I'm happy about. Do you understand? Because I think putting him next to Partey, it's only going to do the kid greatness, blood. It's only going to help the kid get better and better, blood. Do you understand? Because now Partey's got a man next to him who's got legs. You understand? He ain't got this fucking idiot Xhaka there just stirring up the thing, blood, going sideways, sideways, backwards, doing up bullshit, blood. You understand? Getting sent off, doing up stupidness, blood. Telling the crowd to fuck off and bear things, fam. You understand?
Yep.
You ain't got none of that, blood. You got a man you can educate and you can guide him the right way, blood. You understand? And help him mature and turn him into a great, blood. You understand? He's come out of a few comments on joining the club. He said, it's a big step. But I feel confident because we have to be. In the football world, you have to feel confident about yourself. I can't wait to start. I can play as a six and I can play like a box to box. But people say that I'm better in the six position. And that's why I think he's going to benefit Partey, blah, because Partey can go box to box now. Mm. Then he can just plot.
And not be the holding.
Do you understand? Yeah. And then now we can let Partey loose, blood. You understand? He's been given the number five. He's for the five shirts, what he wants. You get me? I'm liking what I'm seeing, blood. You understand?
Yep.
Nuno Tavares. I got to tell you that as well. His name is not Tavares. His name is Nuno. His name is not Nuno. His name is Nuno. I remember Leroy. Leroy is Portuguese.
Oh, you don't pronounce the O?
His name is Tavares. Nuno Tavares. Nuno Tavares. Nuno Tavares. He looked good. You understand? One for the future as well. Good backup for Tierney. Lokonga. You understand? That's another good one. Arteta's come out as well. And he's got a few. He made a statement, should I say? And I've got the statement. I've got a part of the statement. So Mikel Arteta are whether signings will be similar profile to Tavares and Lokonga. So young, upcoming. Yeah. You get me? He said it's one of the profiles, but we need a good mixture. Yeah, we need some senior. Yeah. We need some senior players with different types of leadership, different qualities. People that complement each other. And that's where I say with Lokonga and fucking Partey, blood. Mm. This is gonna they complement each other, bro. You understand? If we get, you get me, there's strong rumors coming out that Hector Bellerin is fucking off to Inter Milan. You understand? If we can get a man to compliment Tierney
on the right.
Do you understand? And then Ben White's coming through as well, 50 million. You got him and Gabriel. We need to sort out this goalkeeping situation because Leno Aidia.
Yep.
Yeah. And Renarsson's going.
God, dude. Damn, Okonkwo's the...
Okonkwo's the only one because... Ryan's gone wherever he's gone. My man's flipping gone fucking... Where him name again?
No, not Matt Macy.
Renarsson. He's fucking... He's going somewhere. We're getting rid of that idiot as well, blood. Yeah? So we need to sort out the goalkeeper situation, blood. That needs to be sorted out ASAP, blood. Because we can't go into the goal... Can't go into the season with only Leno there, blood. You understand? It's not good enough. And the way they're talking about this man wants to cut, sell him blood clot. Mean our business. There's also rumors coming out that Roma are preparing a new bid for Granit Xhaka.
What's going on with that?
They're feeling, and now I think Roma were waiting until we've got a man in the midfield. Now that we've got Lokonga there, they've said that, all right, cool. Now apparently they feel this, and this is coming from Fabrizio Romano. They're now saying that they feel more confident now that Lokonga's gone there. They feel more confident that they can prize Xhaka away because Xhaka's pushing hard for Roma.
Yeah.
He knows how much Mourinho wants him and Lokonga's there. So now they feel that, yo, if we go put a bid now, we might be able to get him. And then that gets us. I don't know if we're going to change the price, but that's going to free up more money, blood. And then you're hearing the rumours about Awar.
Yeah.
You're hearing the rumours about Madison.
Yeah.
That is that the senior player that Arteta's talking about?
It best be.
You've got Locatelli.
It best be.
Fabrizio Romano also come out and said that Locatelli has not turned down Arsenal. What he has done is he has made Juve as his first choice. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if he can't go to Juve, he'll go Arsenal. So, yo.
I'm not getting excited, troops.
I'm not getting excited at all, blood, but... You get what I'm saying?
No, I don't even want to get
until
what you're
shit. Saying. Until shit is, but like, imagine if like, blada. All right, cool. Let's. Solo. Imagine we got a goal. So like, apparently my man's picked the Ajax keeper. He's picked oh, another Onana. Team over
Onana.
Us.
Onana. He's already signed, I believe.
Or he signed for someone else. Yeah.
Let me check.
But I know something like that happened. But we need to get a goalkeeper, blood. Like. This Aaron Ramsdale thing, I'm not hearing it, blood. If it's an English keeper, the only one I'll accept is Sam Johnston. He's West Brom. He's the only one I'll accept, blood. We need a right back. But Bellerin's going, yeah? Ainsley's at the club, yeah? Ainsley needs to be given a chance, blood, yeah? I know he don't want to play right back, but he's good at right back, blood, yeah?
He's very good at right back.
You saw the rumours about Sergio Dest, and then Fabrizio come out and deaded that straight away and said that Dest don't want to leave and Barca don't want to sell. You get me? What, like, Who's out there as a right back, blood? That's proper. Because look, Hakimi's gone to fucking PSG. Yeah?
He was the only one that was
Who else is out there? Who's a top right back that you can get?
Some of your fans on social were talking about that kid at Netherlands this tournament.
Oh, and he scored the goal, blood. Dumfries,
not Dumfries.
Is it Dumfries?
It was Dumfries.
Yeah, it's Dumfries. Yeah,
it was Dumfries.
Yeah, I just saw that on the Arsenal socials.
That's a shot.
I don't even know where I'm actually more worried about is the selling. Like, what's going on with we're being linked with all these players that are coming in. The only one that I've heard of that's somewhat anywhere near being sold is Granit Xhaka.
Bellerin, I'm hearing, is very close to Inter Milan.
Is it? Oh, it's as close as the Xhaka one?
Yeah, it's close. Okay. So that's close as well.
It's them too, but
Willian needs to fuck off as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that need to go, and these players that we're signing, we're going to run into a situation
where
we can't even fucking register them.
Kolasinac's got a goal.
Yeah, what's his deal? What's his deal? We're already signed up to sign. Get rid of Nketiah.
Because you got Laka, Abba, Balogun. Get rid of Nketiah.
What's going on with, like I said, too? Because his contract's up at the end.
If he was going to go, I ain't heard no one flirting with Lacazette. I ain't heard Lacazette linked to no one, really. Mm. So I can't really see him going nowhere. I think it would be a surprise if he goes this year, especially now that preseason's going and he looks like a part of Arteta's plans.
Would you tie him down for another contract?
I'd keep Laka and Abba, bro. Okay. Because if you had Laka, Abba, and Balogun coming through, that ain't too bad. Yeah. You understand? There's rumors about Tammy Abraham. Fuck that, you get me?
Please, 40 M's.
If you're going for an Englishman, the only man I'm really accepting, obviously you're not getting a Kane. Nah, I'm saying striker. Obviously you're not getting a Kane. I'm saying DCL. Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Ollie Watkins.
Danny Ings.
Danny Ings is rumored to go into your club. Let's speak about that. A lot of your fan base are throwing the toys out of their pram. He's not good enough. For me, that Ings is better than Abraham. He's better than fucking Werner. He's better than Giroud. So what is this whole? Is it because he's English? Is it because he's not that? He don't have like that swag about his play. What is it like? I know you linked with Haaland. Haaland's the one. Apparently, Declan Rice is your prime target as well. I'd love to know how you feel about that. You
don't need Declan. Well, I'll start with the striker situation. You've got to look at it this way, right? Danny Ings, look at the outgoings. Tammy Abraham is rumored to be going out. Giroud's already gone to AC Milan. Mm-hmm. He's out. So that leaves us with who up front?
Werner and Abraham.
But I'm saying if Abraham goes, that leaves us exactly with one option.
Yeah.
So if we sign Danny Ings.
We've seen you play Kai as a false nine.
We've seen that as well. I'm not too much of a fan of it, although I think he can.
Worked in the Champions League final.
It did, yeah, but I don't think he can do that throughout a whole season. That's my thing. We also got the young Armand Broha coming up as well.
And is that the young Albanian kid that just signed a new 5-year deal?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. From what I've seen of him at youth level, I like him. He was also out on loan last season.
Yeah, I see. He got 10 goals at Vitesse. Yeah, Vitesse. Yeah,
yeah.
You lot got a little link with them, innit?
Yeah, that's like our...
ain't that where my man went there? Kakuta and them man there back in the day.
Yeah, everyone goes there. Everyone goes there.
That's how they go in trouble. The Vitesse.
Yeah, everyone goes there. So, it's your feeder club. So there's that with that situation. I still think that the primary target is to get like a marquee signing up top. Haaland still is the strong rumour. We're going to have to see what happens over the next few weeks. There was somebody else that you mentioned as well that we was linked to.
Danny Ings.
We spoke about Danny Ings.
Declan Rice. Obviously, Mason Mount, they're on holiday together right now. Him, Mount and Shaw. We all know him, amount of best friends. Rice has, we all know Rice is a Chelsea fan as well.
Yeah, it's a fact. He came from the academy.
Did he come out? Yeah, Chelsea.
55 million, I think, is the asking price for Declan Rice. It's the premium for an English midfielder. Yeah, the great Euros.
I saw 100. That's 100.
Is it 100?
100 million. That's the only. Now, this is my thing is.
I saw your boy Lewis say about 55 million. That's why I thought that. You know,
maybe,
carefree.
Maybe he's taking into account that possibly Tammy Abraham might be included in that swap deal.
Would you take that?
Yeah, I would. I'd take it. I like Declan Rice. I don't
and then what's going on in your midfield then?
Do you need him?
So what? Look, Kante, Jorginho, Jovacic, Kovacic, Kante, Kovacic, and Jorginho.
What's his name? Billy Gilmore.
Billy Gilmore. Billy then you want to get Rice.
To Norwich on
loan.
They
sent him on loan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's gone on loan. Mm-hmm. So, Jorginho. That's where you're... Come on.
Jorginho.
Kante. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Kovacic. Where's Rice going?
Where's he going to play?
Where's Rice going? Well, if he goes Chelsea right now, yeah, is it not looking like when like fucking Scott Parker
work.
Went?
He's going to have to work for his place.
I'm saying, isn't it not like when Scott Parker went?
Not
where it's not like given. No. When Parker went there, it was fucking Lampard. And who was in the midfield? It was Lampard and Makélélé. And then fucking, and then they got Essien the next year. And then they sold Parker Black.
Michael the Bison.
You get me, blood? Well, like, is that going to happen to Declan Rice? I know he's better. I don't know. Is he better than Scott Parker as well? That's another question. That's another argument for another day.
Yeah, trust.
You understand? Because Parker was underrated, bro, in my opinion. Even though he went to them fucking pricks down the road. He was underrated, blood. You know what I mean? But back to what I was saying. Would you accept a Declan Rice for a Tammy Abraham? You said yes. Where's Rice going, though? Who's going out of your team for Rice, blood?
I'm looking at more as in... luxury depth in numbers.
Whoa, what are you hearing? This is fucking FIFA, blood.
Well, we're Champions League winners. We have
get
to
get the fuck.
Standards.
I stopped living on the Champions League win team.
I have
though.
To. We're current champions. I'm going to be winning this, blood.
I got to part
season,
with this for
bro.
A fucking year, you know,
have
blood.
You must.
For a year, we got to part with this shit, you know.
It is football heritage.
Why did I bring you on? Why did I bring you on this, blood? The best decision I made in my life is probably bringing. Nah, not the best. Nah, because the best probably. Best decision I made was barebacking my gal. A good decision I made in life was putting... Look, jet ski's gone crazy inside there. Well, I got my kids from my girl, bro. Well, that's a good decision, blood.
I know. That's a great decision.
Bear back.
It just wasn't what I expected.
It's the choice of words, crew.
Raw dog, as you might say.
Big up Train Crowd.
Even worse.
Big up the gang, blood.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying?
Raw dog, even worse.
I don't even know what the fuck I was saying now. Yeah. Bringing Zara was a good decision. Bringing you in was absolutely fucking joke, bro. Yeah, I thought to just fuck it, bro. But they fuck with you in it. So now we're fucked.
Now. I'm here now.
We're fucked now, blood.
You know what I'm saying? Never let me in the door, bro.
But Haaland.
So Haaland, yeah. What's going on there?
Because Abramovich has freed up his funds, but you let him put a crazy bid in. What's going on with that? You like wait until we get deep into the window and do that deadline day?
I think
shenanigans.
Well, if rumors are to
who else are you linked with as well? Because I've seen Rice, Haaland,
Tchouaméni as well
Ings,
from Monaco,
and Tchouaméni.
Tchouaméni for Monaco looks like an alternative. I think that if Tammy doesn't go to West Ham, that will be the alternative because he's 40 million euros. That's what they're valuing him at. Cesc Fabregas has been coaching him quite a bit and he's been giving him absolutely raving reviews saying, you know, he can play the defensive midfield position. He can play the number six. He can play the number eight. He's a very versatile player. So in terms of going for him, I would be just as happy signing him as Declan Rice. And on top of that, it will be a cheaper price. So there's Tchouaméni. The situation with Haaland. Now, this is why I stay calm. I don't panic. I'm not going to say that I know what's going on with the deal. But I just know that a deal this complicated. Because you're talking a rumored 175 million euros, fam. These deals don't get done from one day to next week. It's going to take time. It might even take the whole transfer window. It's very similar to the Kai Havertz situation where everybody thought... The deal's dead in the water, nothing's being said. When in all actuality, the negotiations were going on. I do think something similar with Haaland is going on. It is Mino Raiola actually is rumoured to
be. He came out and said that he wants Haaland to leave Dortmund this year.
Well, but it
and you
makes
know, when
sense.
He starts his shit, he's.
Yeah, but it makes sense, though.
So speaking of him, I'm actually.
But next year, his. Sorry to interrupt you, next year, his buyout clause is 75 million.
Euros as well.
That's a lot cheaper than what you're getting from this year. If you look at the Sancho. To Man United deal, if they got him last year, they would have paid a hell of a lot more than what they're paying this year. Will Chelsea do the same thing and
I believe
kind
so.
Of consolidate the deal now and say we'll come I back be- in next I year? I you can have so. Him this year, and then next year we're coming in his arse.
No, I don't think so.
Or will
I
you?
Think
if we or could, will if we Abramovich, off, as Cartel said, touch the button?
I think Abramovich wants him. I think he's hell bent on it. I think if we're going to get him, it's going to
is that the missing piece in your artillery? A striker?
100%. It's not going to be the be all and end all, but it's going to be a long way to take us back to the elite status. Do you know what I'm saying?
What were you going to say, Zah?
So I'm actually trying to look for it. I ran into a tweet on the Haaland thing. Apparently, there was a Chelsea fan that saw him on holiday, wherever he was, took a picture with him, asked him about what's going on with Haaland, and apparently he gave him a smile, and he says Chelsea knows what to do. What to do? 150 million is what he said. I need to find that tweet. I'll hand it over to Jetski to edit it in.
It will happen, I think.
You think it will happen?
I mean, we've just if you look at the finances involved, we've just sold players as well. We're rumored to sell on more players. We've just won the Champions League. So financially, we're not really doing too badly. So I think there is enough in the bank to get this deal done.
Speaking of, will it get done? Rafael Varane. Will it get done? Because
so I think it's going to get
Fabrizio Romano, here we go again. He's come out and he said that Varane wants to try something new. He wants to move to the Premier League and he wants to join Man United. Man United clearly want Varane. Man United have the funds to get Varane. Man United have the funds to give Varane the money he wants. But Varane, through the respect he has for Madrid, what they've done for him, what he's achieved, how long he's been at the club, he doesn't want to disrespect them and throw his toys out the pram. He just wants Real Madrid and Man United to come to an amicable decision. Do you think that deal will get done, lads?
I think so.
Yep. And I think United's in a very strong position because Varane has made his position very clear.
So him, Maguire, Shaw and Wan-Bissaka. Is that one of the best defenders in the Premier League? If we're being totally honest, because like I said in the last episode, I think respect needs to be put on Maguire's head.
Yes.
But on his name, because the way he played in that Euro, the bravery, the leadership, the composure, it was outstanding, bro. I was at all them England games, blood.
Agree with
he missed the first two games. And to play the way he played, bro, was... I couldn't believe it, bro. The way he took that penalty as well, blood, in the final. Balls are still paused.
And he made it.
Troops, can I just go back to that, to what you
just
said?
Is that the best defence? Because you saw how good Luke Shaw is. And if he keeps his form from the Euros going into the Man United team, Varane was a bit shaky last year, if we're being totally honest. Probably his only iffy season in his professional career, if we're being totally honest. Wan-Bissaka, you know what he does. He's like Ronsal, blood. He does what it says on the tin, fan. You understand? He's like rock. The only thing he can't do is attack, but he's solid as a rock, blood.
Solid as
you understand?
A rock,
is that looking like the best?
It would be if it had better coaching. That's the only thing that's
Ole,
lacking.
Even if Ole gets all these man, yeah? Are Man United still like not... They don't have that pep. Man City, Liverpool effect. Klopp.
They have to keep Pogba as well.
Pogba's going into his last year. What's going on with Pogba? Rumoured that PSG won him. They're buying every motherfucker around here, blood. They've got Hakimi. They've got Donnarumma. They've got... who else did they get, blood? They got Hakimi. They got Donnarumma. And they got someone else, blood. Hakimi. Donnarumma. And someone else.
Sergio Ramos.
Ramos, there we go.
Yeah, Ramos, Hakimi, and Donnarumma, blood. They're rumoured with Paul Pogba. Wijnaldum's gone there as well.
Yeah.
You understand? Neymar staying, Mbappe staying. If they were to get Pogba, PSG got to be favourite for Champions League, right?
Yeah.
When you look at that team?
Even without, favourite, actually, for favourites, yeah, they would need Pogba to be favourites for that.
So we're still not rating Man United, though. Even if they get all these players, you still think Ole can't make it happen because you lot know about me, innit? I think Ole could buy Messi and he'll still find a way to fuck it up, like.
I don't think he could make it happen. Sorry, Zach.
I think he's a great man manager. I don't think he has tactics, bro.
Yeah.
I think he can get the best out of his players by, like, sitting them down, putting an arm around them. I think when it comes to tactically setting his team up,
but with
in some occasions he does, but he gets tactically caught out on too many occasions, in my opinion.
Now with a solid spine, with a guy with as much quality and experience like Varane, so if you're doing shit like that with Lindelof, that's not going to work. Mm. With a guy like Varane, who has the experience, who's won multiple things in Madrid, France, and all that nonsense,
World Cups.
You can, those guys, you barely need to. Those guys are on-field coaches. You barely need to coach those. So I feel a player like that could work even better. And they're sorting out the spine. If they figure out that spine, then who knows?
If United got Varane, are they title favourites? Are they looking good? Are they what?
If they keep Pogba, I think they will compete for the title, certainly. I think it depends on whether they keep him or not. Because
what about the striker situation? Because they only got Cavani, innit?
Well, Greenwood can also play there. Rashford can also play there.
Rashford plays better down the left, though, no?
He does, but I think if needed, he can do it.
Remember, they got Sancho as well now.
They do have Sancho.
Are they going to play Sancho? Oh, no.
They've got Ahmad as well. They've got quite a few.
What are you saying?
I am buying.
Because you're on to them, you know?
I'm on to them, lad. I'm completely distracted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Zaz lost right now.
I mean, it's
a mad thing in office right now.
It is a lot. I wish people could.
I can stay composed. Certain man can't. You understand? I can stay composed. You get me?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Go on.
No, but no. The,
yeah, Man United, title contenders or title favorites?
Not favorites, contenders, yes. Yeah. Contenders, yes. Favorites, I still think if Chelsea lands Haaland, you know, they're in a strong position. That Man City squad is still very solid too.
Jesse Lingard, he had a good end of last season. Solskjaer has come out and spoken on him. And he says he's given him a chance. He said, I quote, "He was one of the positives. He's a Man United player and he wants to fight for his place. His comeback, bright, confident and with lots of energy. I think everyone saw what he did at the end of last season with West Ham. He's still in my plans. I expect him at Man United at the start of the season." So if anybody was looking for Lingard, cross that off your...
He's earned that opportunity though.
He has earned the move, innit?
Yeah.
Has he earned the move, or has he earned his opportunity at a starting place?
He's earned the chance to at least be involved in the squad and to be used within match days for rotation and that. He's at least done that. You can't take that away from him.
No, I'm with you. I mean, everyone saw what he did at West Ham last season. United, I would... If I'm Solskjaer, I have him in my plans. Him being English too helps out a lot with the whole homegrown angle. I want to integrate him back into the whole mix.
Tottenham look like they're finally getting a bit of work done in the transfer window. Tottenham are close to finalising a swap deal with Sevilla that will see them sign young winger, Brian Gill and Eric Lamela move to Spain. Sky and Italy are reporting that Spurs will also pay 21.6 million for the 20-year-old Gill, with Eric Lamela going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, no, I heard this kid. Apparently, they're calling him the little Cruyff.
Yeah, the little Johan Cruyff.
Little Cruyff. Yeah. That's a big name to be running around calling someone little. You know,
you're not worried about that. Sorry, man. Did you see him in the Euros?
Yeah. Well, a couple games or.
What's up?
Couple games or two.
All right, we're getting shout outs from the Gallem.
Might need it.
You get me?
Hit a little clap to nowhere.
What's good? Jetski, run. What's that? You're right.
Hey. What's going on?
How we doing?
What's good, man?
What up? Good.
How nice to meet you, man. Nice meet you. Yo, big up Tico. We got Tico in the car.
Tico in the building. What's cracking, y'all? I'm up here at Barstool, hopping in the Everybody Podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
You from Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we
from London.
Come on, you already know my thing.
Okay,
you get me?
Okay.
So you pull up for the day?
Yeah, I put up for the day. I did Dave's show earlier and then did the rundown. And now I'm up in here with...
Troops. Yeah,
okay.
you got Czar over here.
Czar.
Big fan of yours.
You got Goonie over here.
Big fan of you. I've been following your
okay, yes. Not so nice to meet you.
Nah, you got Jetski on the buttons. It's a bit dark over there,
okay,
but he's in there.
What's up, his thing.
Come on, man. We appreciate you coming on. You get me?
Yes, no problem. What y'all talking about?
We talk about football. You lot call it soccer, but it's
okay.
Football.
What team? What are we talking about?
Arsenal. We talk about everything. Right now, what are we talking about, blood?
What y'all talking about?
It was on about transfers.
Yeah, we're on the transfer segment right now.
Transfers, yep.
Okay, cool. Okay, because I like football.
Who'd you support?
Houston Texans.
What about in Europe?
It's American football.
You said what?
Nah, in Europe. So, who's your soccer team?
Houston Texans.
No, I'm saying in Europe, though. Do you watch European football?
Okay. Y'all talking about soccer. Okay. Yeah, I like Ronaldo.
Okay, Juve, yeah.
I like Messi, what's his name? You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I like a couple of them niggas.
There you go, you got it.
I'm more fan of players than teams.
I like
it. Yeah, to be real, like, I didn't want to say, like, this exact team.
So that's what you're more on, like, you're more on the player thing.
Yeah, exactly. I see, I like the star energy of the players for sure. Like, you know, they really be doing their thing. So soccer is awesome. My brother is obsessed with soccer because I'm Nigerian. We love soccer.
Okay.
Nice, okay. Nigerians, yeah.
Okay.
Are you Igbo, Yoruba, whatever?
Igbo,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. Kelechi Tico is my name. Kelechi is my first name. Tico is my last name.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So that's why everybody...
Yeah, because what? Your dad's name is Kelechi.
My name is Kelechi. My dad's name is Tico Okoye Tico.
That's it, Tico. Yeah. Okay.
But my name is... It means thank God in Nigerian language.
Okay. There you go. So what? What's better, jollof, Ghanaian or Nigerian?
Here we go.
Definitely Nigerian.
Here we you go. But, oh, them Ghanaians.
Yeah. But that's the big beef, isn't it? Like, there's a whole Telop rap. Even in London, it goes down, you know?
I guess it's what you grow up on, you know? I guess it's just what your mama cooked the best and what you call home. But for sure, that Niger and Jollof rice and stew, farina, I just be...
So you could cook that?
I can cook.
So next time you come, you gotta bring up a plate next time.
Okay,
you're
on. I'll be here on Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
I'm here still.
I'm doing a little test podcast thing, episode. Yeah.
I'm gonna pull up.
Okay, I would love that. Up. I would love y'all support, honestly.
Nah, definitely, man. Come definitely. On, you already know. Definitely.
You know we gotta bring the diversity to bars.
Come on. Uh-huh. You have to big up Texas every time.
Yeah, that's why I had to come in here.
Come on, represent it, man. You get me? Come on, we're out here, man.
I love it. I love to see it.
Nah, appreciate
it. Congratulations on y'all.
Thank you, man.
Having this podcast. That's awesome.
Nah, appreciate that, man.
I wish you much success.
Nah, you too, man. Whenever you're in, just pass through, man. You get me?
Definitely, I will. We're active, so nice meeting y'all. Y'all follow me, you know, on social media.
Yeah, you get the gram and whatnot.
Tico, Texas. At Tico, Texas, everybody.
Ebony wants a piece,
too. Yo, Jetski, we got to put like a... Ebony in the back.
Ebony wants
Ebony. She got Ebony in the back. It's getting mad. It's getting mad right now. This is a crazy episode right now.
We lost the dressing room.
You understand?
We got Jillian in the mix.
Look, we got Jillian in there now. You understand? Look, this one's taking pictures up on the board. It's mad right now, you know, blood. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about, blood.
Fuck it.
Let me get the Insta. What's the Insta? Tico?
T-I-K-O Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Tico, Texas.
I make sure you follow back, you know.
Definitely.
I followed you still. I got you.
We fam now.
We got you. See, we got it there, blood. Following. You understand? We following.
Nice to meet you. There you go.
Now I got you.
I'm about to add you up now as well.
Let me know when you're on. Monday, 1:00.
All right, 1:00.
Yeah, 1:00 on Monday.
You smell of that loud as well. That's what I like to smell.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That come on, that good, good.
There you go.
And pick yourself as well, darling. What's your name?
Bless.
I. What's your name?
I'm in love with
what's
this
your name?
Accent. She forgot her name, y'all. It's ridiculous. That's how easy it be.
I'll just be respectful, blood. I'll just be respectful. What's your name?
Try again.
Cece. Big up Cece as well, man. If a big up Cece as well, man. We're gonna get you, man. Don't worry, we got you, look.
Bless. Nah, thank you for having me.
It was nice
in.
To meet you, man. Yeah, man. Definitely. Yeah,
take it easy. Good to meet you,
nah,
guys.
Nah, big up these lot, blood. We got Texas in the building now.
There you go.
Monday we're gonna pull up.
There you go.
That didn't work. I still didn't find you. And that was a mad thing. I literally just said, like, yo, what's your name? You're like, bro, I don't know, blood.
Oh my god.
Do you know the history behind that?
No. Explain, Josh. Let's get the lowdown.
So like in 2014. I think it was Kevin like talk shit about Big Sean, who she's a big fan of Big Sean.
Oh, okay.
And what she did, she calls a bunch of white people like baseball fans. That's what she would refer to, like Kevin, as she called them baseball fans. So then her and Kevin, KFC, Bargain Bucket as you call him.
Yeah, yeah. Man them no.
They made like a rap battle song against each other each. And then that turned into Dave and KFC making rap battle songs about each other. And then Dave went out to visit her. She performed at South by Southwest, which just ended up being like a karaoke bar, basically.
Yeah.
And she did a performance there in Texas, and Dave dressed up in a cowboy costume and shit. And then one day, like, they were going to like get food, and she just completely cut like the whole entire fucking line. She was like, Dave, like, it was a long ass line. She was like, Dave, come up, like, come cut the line. And he's like, text like Tico, I can't do it. She is just like the most extra person on the planet. And now apparently she lives in LA, and she was just on Dave's podcast this afternoon.
Nah, she's mad cool. Yeah, I can't lie.
Big piece of Barstool history.
Barstool Hall of Famer.
She's mad cool.
If you go back and watch her videos.
Look, Frenchie's all... Look, fucking hell. Yo, Frenchie, don't demonetize me, blood. I didn't mean to put it on, blood. It's the tune just come on, blood. Uptown boy, nothing wilder. And get the bag and I wiggle like Wilder.
Troops, I think they're waiting for you, bro.
For me? Bro, I'm married.
There's some heavy delay tactics going on.
I'm married, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'm married, bro.
Jetski, cut that out.
Nah, you ain't got to cut it, bro. It's cool, bro. I'm married. You're saying they're waiting for me. I'm saying, bro, I'm married. Like, I need to explain to them. I was just being a nice guy. I was just like, her name's Tico. That's why I was like, she was in there as well. Like, yo, what's your name? Like, she's in there as well. You know what I mean? Like, just a nice guy. Like,
that was
a... Bro, I thought she was going to...
They've been at the bar for a little while.
Bro, she was ready to. She peaked.
She was there for a minute. And she was behind Josh. And I was like, what you doing? Something's going on.
Did you see it, Jess?
Yeah, I saw it happening from miles.
Bro, let me tell my side. I was just.
That was not the bar.
Bro. She was willing to give it all up, blood.
They were smoking blunts in the office, like no one gave
it's facts, bro. I said to Goody, spot the thing. He said, I don't work here, blood.
Yeah,
he
man, don't work here, bro. Before security
I said, bro, that's why you should spark it. We got no security's ebony, blood. You see what ebony was doing, blood?
How are you going to get fired from a place you're not hired from, fam?
No, but I am hired here, blood. No,
I'm not, fam.
I'll just say she did it. Fuck it. Black lives matter. You understand? Black lives matter. How you know about that one, blood? Blunt lives matter, bro.
Lives do matter.
You understand? BLM, blood. Blunt lives matter, blood.
The most.
Bro, where were we before they came in, bro?
I have no
idea. Man, them. Sorry,
we
people, bro.
We were talking transfers.
But who were we talking? Jesse Lingard.
There we go. Bang.
All right.
I actually wish we could have turned the camera. That moment that you mentioned that I was gone, if people could see what was going on out there.
It was crazy.
It was
crazy. Here we go. Bit of transfer news for Everton. Andros Townsend has joined Everton on a free from Crystal Palace. He signed a 2-year deal. Apparently, Asmir Begovic as well is joining them from Bournemouth. And they are also getting in Damari Gray. They're not confirmed yet, but Wembanyama, Townsend has been confirmed.
Did you see the hype video they created for Begovic on the Everton account?
Yeah, it was a mad thing.
You would have thought that they'd signed Messi.
Yeah, it was a mad thing.
I mean, that's their backup goalkeeper.
They were so gasped.
You have Pickford in goal. That's your backup keeper. Hype video was...
Yeah, you see it. Also, a bit of news coming out of Barcelona concerning Griezmann. Both Juventus and Barcelona sources are denying any potential swap deal involving Antoine Griezmann and Paulo Dybala. Juventus are waiting for Dybala's agent to arrive in Italy in the next few days to reopen talks on a new contract. Remember when Dybala was linked with Tottenham?
Yep.
He's kind of fell off. What do you lot think? I don't think he's fell off. I just don't think
too many injuries. He's
that's
very
what I think.
Prone. That's the problem.
That's what I think.
Very talented, but it's just they
partying too hard in Miami too.
Exactly.
Partying too hard in Miami too.
Exactly. That's all. That's it. I think we touched on everything, bro. I think that's Ben White 50s coming true. The brother got nicked. Rangers game. Arsenal cancel preseason tour. Haaland and whatnot. Sancho, Varane, Tico. We're gonna put Tico's at in there as well. Fucking hell, blood. That was something else, people. Fucking hell. Zar was like, we're going to have to clap. I said, Jets roll. I said, bro, Josh told me about her, blood. He said she's wild. That's why I said Jetski roll.
And that's why I said the bro. Clap to make Jetski.
I said, roll it. Like, oh, that was just, bro, my girl don't even look at me like that. Fucking hell, blood.
They were standing.
Bro, my girl don't even look at me like that no more, blood.
For 3 minutes. Bro,
my girl never look at me. I'm telling you, look, bro.
Here I am trying to construct a sentence.
I'm in love with your accent. Like 2 seconds, and she's like, I'm in love with your accent. Then went speechless. Couldn't say her name.
I was like, what's your name? She was like,
she just looked.
What's your name?
That's an all-time moment.
Fucking hell, bro. What is going on? But big up everyone for tuning in. You get me. Big up my brother Zar for coming through. Goonie, Josh, Jets on the buttons. Big up Heineken. You get me. A yeast balance crisp taste. Make sure you're 21 and over. Get it from your local retailer or get it delivered to your crib. You already fucking know. Until next week, blood. Pray for me with these women, blood. And also, stay safe. And wash them fucking hands, blood.
I round you, I'm mad for this one, you know, blood.